always like talking to and talking about the fine folks at Sacred Heart University. Go Pios. You know my involvement there with the hockey team. Love it every minute. Going to talk, though, some academics here. And joining us right now is Pam Pillow, the Assistant Vice President for Undergrad Admissions at Sacred Heart University. And, Pam, good morning to you. Thanks for dropping by.
Good morning,
we appreciate
Paul.
It. How are you?
Thank you. Great. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Let's make sure people know this up front. The website, Sacred Heart, one word, sacredheart.edu. Social media tags at Sacred Heart University, all one word. Pam, I guess today we're talking about the need for skilled leaders in education. Are we falling short there? What are we concerned about there, Pam, especially in your position as Assistant VP for Undergrad Admissions?
Well, we certainly want to make sure we're, you know, attracting the right students and also getting them prepared for those programs and careers that they have a desire to pursue.
So for seniors who are deciding right now, we've all been there as students at one time, and my son was there, and we all know this is happening all over the area. What are the most important factors they should know about, Pam, to see if a college is the right fit for them?
Yeah, that's great. You know, I think there are really three key areas for students to focus on. And first, it is those academics and career pathways. If a student has a strong sense of what they want to pursue or study, they should make sure that that college offers those programs, resources, outcomes within that area. But if they're completely undecided, that's okay too. But in that case, it becomes important to look at advising and career counseling and exploratory programs that will help guide them. You know, second, I think it's that involvement in community piece. College is much more about just going to the classroom. Yeah. Students should ask themselves, can I see myself getting involved here? Is that whether it's a club, a student organization, athletics, performing arts, or maybe it's about trying something brand new. That's really where students build those connections and find their fit.
So,
you know, and then.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please finish.
Oh, no, that's okay.
No,
I was just going to say that that third area, I think, is more a little bit intangible.
Yeah.
And it's things like campus size, location, housing, dining, maybe a religious-based mission or values that an institution has. That can all shape a student experience. So, you know, students really want to try to identify where they can see themselves excelling academically and personally.
A lot of us went on campus visits. We checked out the campus either as prospective students when we were younger or to area students now as parents and guardians and relatives. So how can those students make the most of student events, campus visits, when they're walking around and they may be a little bit overwhelmed with what they're looking at as a decision? What should they be asking or looking for?
Yeah, you're right. And it can be a little overwhelming, you know, especially with a big decision to make. But pay attention to how the campus feels. Can you see yourself living there day to day? As you walk the campus, do other students seem happy and welcoming and engaged? You know, it's hard to measure that sense of belonging, but it is important. You know, second, you want to ask questions, maybe even talk to current students, ask about their experiences, what they like about the institution, maybe what surprised them or what they wish they knew before enrolling. If you have an intended major or academic program of interest, try to connect with a faculty member and better understand what the classroom experience will be like and opportunities like internships or research. But I think the best thing to do when you're on a campus visit, you know, to the point about it being a little overwhelming, especially when you're going on multiple visits, is take notes and also take photos throughout the day. Even take note of what the commute was like to the institution. What does the surrounding neighborhood look like? Could you see yourself spending time there? All of those details can kind of blur together, so it's helpful to have something to look back on.
Pam Pillow is the guest, Assistant VP for Undergrad Admissions at Sacred Heart University. You know, finally, Pam, parents want to help, but they also need to give their students space, right? So is there a balance there? Can a parent be too overwhelmed by this? Can they be too distant? What do you recommend there?
Yeah, it's such an important question because there really is a balance. You know, first, I think it's important to recognize just how much students have invested to get to the point of applying to college. It's years of taking the right classes, working hard, staying involved all throughout high school, and now they're navigating a process that can feel very competitive and overwhelming. And, you know, making that final choice just brings so much pressure and vulnerability. So ideally, families have had some bigger picture conversations leading up to April, May of senior year, you know, things like financial fit, distance from home, just general expectations. And once you have some, you know, guidelines, guardrails, it's important to then give the students some space to process their options and come to their own decision. Support doesn't mean, you know, talking about it every single day. In fact, maybe it's best if parents take a step back and listen and create a little space for their student to maybe think out loud. But at the same time, try to enjoy the moment. Visiting campus is very exciting, imagining the future, you know, but you just have to trust your child's instinct and know that, you know, when it feels right, you know, that might just be the right fit for your student. And at the end of the day, it's typically a shared decision with parents providing the right guidance and students feeling empowered. But it's a very, very exciting time. And we look forward to working with all of our prospective families who will be visiting campus over the next month or so.
Fantastic. What can parents and or prospective students do, Pam, if they want more information about all this?
Oh, just contact our office. You mentioned our website and our social media handles, but if you just go to www.sacredheart.edu/staff, you'll connect right with our admissions office. We're here for you, as well as our financial aid team, the entire enrollment team. Like I said, we take a very personalized approach, so we look forward to meeting and engaging with all of our admitted student families.
Fantastic, and that's a darn nice hockey facility, too.
It sure is. Very exciting. Very exciting. The energy in there is fantastic.
Yeah, I just finished like my fourth or fifth year doing color on the hockey broadcast. So it is, Mr. Martiri did right there.
He sure did. We're so grateful.
He sure did. Hey, great stuff. Pam Pillow, Assistant VP or Assistant VP for Undergrad Admissions at Sacred Heart. Pam, thanks. We'll stay in touch.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The time. Thanks, Pam.
Wonderful.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right.